This Morning, America's First News, starts right after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News, This Morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Cover your mouth. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, on this Friday, April 3rd. Thanks for joining us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
New York City wants residents to cover their faces if they have to be in public, even with something like a scarf. Meanwhile, the White House is considering similar guidelines.
Some 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, a record pace that is double from the week before.
The FDA has approved the first blood test that could identify people who have recovered from COVID-19, which is critical to developing a vaccine.
And the airlines making refunds more difficult during the pandemic.
Airlines are making massive schedule changes now, canceling flights, and that means people who have tickets for those canceled flights would and should be entitled to a refund. But some airlines are ignoring that and only offering vouchers. Some airlines have actually changed their rules.
Wall Street Journal travel writer Scott McCartney on the latest way carriers are punishing their customers. President Trump says his administration will soon provide recommendations on whether or not Americans should wear face masks to prevent the spread of the new coronavirus. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, says masks would in no way be a substitute for social distancing.
If you're touching things and then touching your eyes, you're exposing yourself in the same way. So we don't want people to feel like, oh, I'm wearing a mask, I'm protected, and I'm protecting others.
The White House has been urging people without symptoms not to buy masks, hoping to ease heavy purchases of the products that have created shortages. Also of note, the U.S. death toll climbed past 6,000 early today, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency has asked the Pentagon for 100,000 body bags. And USA Today says one of the reasons we face a shortage of ventilators and masks is that American companies sold nearly $60 million worth of those products to China, even as the virus threat loomed at home. Well, as expected, the number of people seeking unemployment benefits last week is shocking. We'll get to that in just a moment. Meanwhile, other angles from the coronavirus. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says at the rate the state was using ventilators for coronavirus patients, it would run out in just 6 days. Deaths in New York State are around 2,400. In New York City alone, nearly 1,600 deaths are blamed on COVID-19. New York City officials are now advising residents to shield their faces with a scarf, bandana, or other protective covering if they have to go outside. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Our health department, our healthcare leadership have looked at these studies. There's been several in the last week or so, and have come to a conclusion that it's time to advise New Yorkers to do something different.
Elsewhere, Louisiana extended the state's stay-at-home order until April 30th. Louisiana has had more than 300 deaths from COVID-19. Also, President Trump has tested negative, again, for the virus. Disney and Caesars Entertainment are among the big companies furloughing workers, and the Democratic National Convention is now moved to August. Well, the number of people seeking unemployment benefits was jaw-dropping. A record 6.6 million Americans applied for jobless insurance as the new coronavirus struck the U.S. economy and sent a recently booming labor market into freefall. The large number of claims was double the 3.3 million who sought benefits 2 weeks ago as the U.S. shut down parts of the economy in an effort to contain the virus. Jobless claims, which are a proxy for layoffs, provide temporary financial assistance for workers who lose their jobs. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said help is arriving, meanwhile, for small businesses.
This will be up and running tomorrow. I encourage all small businesses that have 500 or fewer people, please contact your lenders.
He also said many Americans can expect their stimulus payments in about 2 weeks if they have direct deposit. The Wall Street Journal says about 6% of the U.S. labor force has filed for jobless benefits in the last 2 weeks, up from less than 0.5% at the end of February. It's 11 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday. You've heard how desperate some big cities have gotten around the country as they battle the spread of the coronavirus. What about the more rural or farm areas? We're joined now by Michigan Congressman Paul Mitchell, who represents the Lower Peninsula. Congressman, first off, how would you assess government response so far?
You know, our strategic national stockpile was never designed to deal with problems such as this. It's designed to assist in regional disasters, and it doesn't have the material for this. So we're scrambling to get it. States are scrambling. It's improving, I think, every day as we go through this. But no one's happy with it. And unfortunately, I think you agree with me that we didn't get full information. Still aren't getting full information out of China where this emanated from. And that has left us pretty behind the curve.
How about your home district there? Is medical equipment an issue or securing it an issue?
We still have concerns about the number of ventilators and some of the protective PPE. And the concerns are more around, they don't see a stockpile there. We have what we need right now. We have what we need the next few days. It's concerns about if it proceeds and gets worse, if the scale increases. There's an anxiety about all that. And when they see a scarcity, it makes them even more concerned for their own well-being and for caring for patients.
Yeah.
I understand that. I'm trying to help them with that. And testing is ramping up, but still, frankly, not where we want it to be either.
On a somewhat separate note here, do you think we'll need a fourth stimulus or bailout package to see us through?
My guess is we're going to need something. I mean, the unemployment rate went up. We have another 6 million, a little over 6 million people that are now in unemployment. Michigan had 330,000 people file last week alone. It's epic proportions, massive proportions. I don't know if you know what that is yet, specifics. And I think we need to be cautious not to just throw money at things madly because we think somehow it's going to make it better. In fact, it can make it worse. And sometimes take a deep breath in the next couple of weeks and then see what the landscape starts to look like.
We're speaking with Congressman Paul Mitchell of Michigan. If I understand the geography correct in your district, you are represent the Lower Peninsula north of Detroit. However, the president's suggestion that he might halt flights maybe to and from Detroit, is that a concern? Do you think that would be a good move?
I think we need to be careful of overreactions. Americans have constitutional rights, and we need to lead people. We need to lead people to do the right thing. The right thing is to stay at home unless it's absolutely urgent. So don't schedule a party of 50 people. Don't go to the beaches of Florida on spring break with all your friends. But the idea that somehow we're going to turn into a society where we tell people we're locking down, I think that's a step that really troubles me. We have a constitution. People have rights. Yes, they have the right to live, certainly do. But they have to protect themselves by staying home, especially those that are more vulnerable to the coronavirus.
Yeah. What are the top calls or emails that your office is getting these days? Are they about fear or outrage? Do more? What are folks saying?
Oh, I think we're seeing the whole spectrum. I think people are afraid, and I understand that. I'm 63 years old, and I had since I was a child asthma. I understand that lingering fear of what this means. I have a son who's a police officer who has been sick and tested for coronavirus, turned out negative, but he was ill. His wife is a pharmacist. I mean, I understand this issue real personally.
Yeah.
But also, we also see messages about, doing more. What's the next step? And then we're getting emails from people who had businesses. I talked to a business person last night about 9 o'clock at night about the bill, the CARES Act, the Phase 3 bill, and what's in there and what he should do or how he should proceed. A large agricultural business in my district that's he's kept all his employees on board, about 80 employees. I kept them on board because I need them. I'm going to need them in a couple of weeks. I don't want to put all these people on the street. And so what do you think? I mean, these are things I'm also facing trying to help people with.
Thanks, Congressman. It's Paul Mitchell, who represents the Lower Peninsula in Michigan. It's 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning. Here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Coronavirus deaths are mounting with alarming speed in New York, Spain, and Italy. New York City has seen 1,500 virus deaths. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
3,000 ICU patients, that's up 300. 7,400 patients discharged, that's up 1,292. That's good news. Number of people going into the hospital is going up. Number of people coming out of the hospital is going up.
Number two.
The Trump administration is expected to recommend that people in parts of the U.S. where the virus is rapidly spreading wear cloth face masks or face coverings when in public. The new recommendation from the CDC would aim to reduce the risk that people who are infected but asymptomatic will spread the virus.
Number three.
Nearly 10 million people have lost their jobs and applied for unemployment benefits in the past 2 weeks, a stunning record high that reflects the near-complete shutdown of the economy. Job losses are sure to rise further in coming weeks, with economists saying the unemployment rate could reach as high as 15%. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he is pressing ahead with today's launch of a $349 billion rescue loan program for small businesses after conceding to bank demands to fix aspects of the program that they said could cause participating lenders legal and financial risks.
You get the money, you'll get it the same day. You use this to pay your workers. Please bring your workers back to work. If you've let them go, you have 8 weeks plus overhead. This is a very important program.
Mnuchin says the Treasury decided to double the interest rate on the loans to 1% so that small banks with higher deposit costs don't lose money. Navy leaders have relieved the captain of a U.S. aircraft carrier after a memo to military officials in which he pleaded for help with a coronavirus outbreak at sea was leaked to a newspaper. The commanding officer of the USS Theodore Roosevelt was relieved yesterday after superiors said they lost confidence in his ability to lead. Here's a little bit of good news on the entertainment front. HBO will offer a bunch of TV shows and movies for free beginning today. You can access them on any platform where HBO Now and HBO Go are supported, including phones, smart TVs, and streaming boxes. Free shows will include Ballers, Succession, Veep, and The Wire.
It's hard for me to keep up with all this stuff because I'm tied up in Ozark right now on Netflix.
Do you like it?
I do like it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm committed now. I'll see this one through. Okay. And, by the way, in the midst of all this, I had to help my mom on FaceTime last night with cable TV questions.
Oh, boy.
Oh, for an hour. Okay, Mom, unscrew that one from the back.
Oh, no.
Now unplug that one from the wall. All right, wait 30 seconds. Plug it back in. Can you find the reset button, Ma? Just grab a pencil and just press that button. An hour. It didn't work either. Hey, glad you're with us. Travelers have run into huge hassles with airlines refusing to refund canceled flights, pocketing millions owed to customers, and charging some fees even when they publicly announce they are waiving fees. Scott McCartney, travel columnist at the Wall Street Journal, has been looking into it. Scott, what's up here?
Well, there are some basic rules that govern when airlines have to refund you rather than giving you a voucher. And it doesn't apply to people who just want to make changes, but it does apply when airlines want to make changes. So airlines are making massive schedule changes now, canceling flights, and that means people who have tickets for those canceled flights would and should be entitled to a refund. But some airlines are ignoring that and only offering vouchers. Some airlines have actually changed their rules, United in particular. And there are a lot of questions of whether they're violating DOT regulations and ignoring their own contract of carriage and just kind of doing what they want with other people's money.
I thought you said in your story, though, that the law is on their side.
The law is on the consumer's side when the airline cancels a flight. It's a really a pretty basic thing, right? If you order something at any merchant and you don't get it, the merchant doesn't get to keep your money. And that's basically what's happening. If the airline can't deliver the service that you bought, the airline's rules, in almost all cases, say the airline has to give you your money back. And the DOT and also the European Union are very, very specific in saying if the airline cancels the flight and doesn't deliver the service, the airline has to offer a refund. And they're not.
We're speaking with Scott McCartney, Wall Street Journal travel columnist. He's got a piece entitled "The Airlines Making Refunds More Difficult." You and I discussed this last time, but this is part of the issue, too, is airlines changing the rules midstream.
United in particular, and they've changed their rules several times. United used to have a rule where if they made a schedule change and was not within the new flight they're offering you was not within 2 hours. You had an option. You could take what they were offering. You could take a credit towards something else, or you could get a refund. And refunds can be important to people for a variety of reasons. They don't want to go in these cases, or in just a plain old schedule change. May want to go to a different airline or something like that. So that was the rule. And different airlines, different rules. American, for example, 61 minutes. On the schedule change, you have an option for a refund. American decided to stick with that. They're sticking with their refund policy. And this is part of the problem in the industry. Some airlines are sticking to the rules and others aren't.
Thanks, Scott. Scott McCartney, travel columnist at The Wall Street Journal. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us and welcome into Friday, April 3rd. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. The Trump administration considers whether to advise people in coronavirus hotspots to wear masks or other face coverings. The U.S. death toll reaches 6,000. Number of Americans filing for unemployment was a record 6.6 million last week. Stocks jumped as crude oil rallied. Some small businesses may receive government loans as soon as today. Costco today begins limiting the number of people who can be in the store at once. And the trend of howling to support frontline workers. That story in about 20 minutes. The Labor Department releases the March jobs report today. It won't paint the full picture just yet of the coronavirus impact, but the numbers are expected to be startling. For an in-depth preview, we're joined by Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com. Mark, what can we expect?
Gordon, the reality is that the monthly employment data right now is not as relevant as the weekly claims for unemployment benefits that we've been seeing, and those have been jaw-dropping and, you know, making headlines. So, you know, in the latest week, we had more than 6 million people file for unemployment, and that was on top of more than 3 million the week before that. Now, the problem with the monthly data right now is, as is always the case, that this is captured around the 12th of the previous month. And in the second week of March, we weren't nearly as deep into this, particularly with the economic aspects, as we have been more recently. And so now we know that about 10 million people have filed weekly jobless claims, basically in 14 days' time. And that will eventually be reflected in monthly employment data, but it won't be in the forthcoming report. So essentially, this isn't going to help us know what's happening very much. The consensus is that the unemployment rate rose about 0.2% to 3.7%. And we will see one of the first declines in payrolls in about 10 years. But this won't nearly capture what is obviously, unfortunately, probably millions of job losses. Which is, you know, historic and catastrophic, and, you know, we're running out of adjectives at this point.
Well, speaking of historic, there are folks who are saying that these layoff numbers could be worse than in 2008 during the financial crisis or even the Depression. Is that the sense you get?
Well, we've already eclipsed the weekly jobless claims numbers in terms of on a weekly basis from the financial crisis and Great Recession. The way that a depression is typically defined is both through depth and duration. So you think about digging a hole and then having that hole persist over a period of time. And that's the great unknown right now, is how persistent this economic calamity will be. I think that it has been quite remarkable that the Federal Reserve and Congress and the President have been as responsive, and I would say, you know, it appears that they will have been effective in trying to stop the bleeding, but I also think that they aren't finished, meaning that at least on the congressional level, we've had phase three, which delivered a so-called relief measure. And then I think they probably will begin to look at actual stimulus measures, which are intended to help the economy recover some of its previous vitality. But I do think this is going to be a very difficult challenge, because we have to think about how we all will behave or will be predisposed to behave once we're essentially given the all clear to venture back out into public. And that's going to be every bit as bizarre as the current experience. You know, are we willing to go back to bars and restaurants and movie theaters and live sports events? I look forward to doing that, but I think it's going to be something that we're going to basically have to take on a day-by-day basis when that happens, just like we are the current experience.
We're speaking with Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com, talking about the March jobs report. To your point earlier, too, I suspect going forward now, we're going to hear a lot about the weekly jobless claims, which is not something we focused on in what, a decade.
Yeah, the weekly jobless claims right now are the probably best representation of what's happening to the economy and the job market in real time. And there's some differentiation there as well, because we know the response on the part of communities and states has been uneven. You think about how Seattle and San Francisco were pretty quick to respond, yet Florida only seems to have gotten the message in recent days, and Nashville and Tennessee are still working on it. So I think that's going to be uneven, but ultimately, you know, as others have said, more eloquently than I could, is the virus doesn't respect borders. It's already moved all around the world and throughout the United States, and the economic toll from that is going to be every bit as well distributed ultimately.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Friday. It is time now for the mic drop with This Morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, we know that because of the COVID-19 outbreak, a lot of wedding plans have gone into shutdown. But tomorrow, a couple in Michigan will tie the knot with more than 100 guests on hand. They aren't breaking the rules, but they are thinking outside the box. When Amy Simonson and Dan Stuglick marry, they will have 100 cardboard cutouts as stand-ins for guests, who, of course, will miss the event because of Michigan's stay-at-home order. The cutouts were donated by a packaging firm. A design manager at the company says the groom asked for generic people shapes, but he says they tweaked the request to make the cutouts look like people with different sizes, shapes, and hairstyles.
That's pretty clever.
Yes, they even somehow did it with ages, too. They even somehow varied.
Right?
I don't know how you vary the age on cardboard cutouts, but who knows? Maybe the hairstyles or something? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I definitely want to see pictures from this when it's over.
I guess they could have just done standard printouts. I'm sorry, cutouts,
yeah.
And then printed out
people's pictures, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Like maybe actual size,
right.
On, I don't know, 8.5 by 11.
Yeah,
paper.
I have to think they might do something to maybe dress up some of them, that, you know, maybe, you know, just take a couple of maybe look
bow tie.
Look like their parents or something,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But then, of course, then everybody who was, you know, supposed to be there is going to be looking at them going, is that supposed to be me?
Right.
Is that supposed to be me? Yeah,
right.
I don't think that looks like me.
Right, inevitably somebody would get offended.
Right.
That's not my shape.
Yes, let's hope cooler heads prevail here.
I wonder, too, I mean, I would guess that some might like to drop in by Skype or FaceTime to see what's going on.
Yeah, didn't say anything about that in the story, but I assume that a lot of people are going to be doing that. I assume they're going to have something set up there for that.
Well, congrats in advance to Amy and Dan.
And among the millions of people, Gordon, not able to work right now are most flight attendants, grounded along with many flights due to COVID-19. That's not going to stop one of them, however, from carrying out her duties while working from home. Kristen Gillette, a flight attendant for WestJet, recorded a funny video showing how she's now operating her living room like the cabin of a plane. This takes her husband by surprise when he realizes his office chair is now in an exit row.
Hi, have you sat here before?
Every day.
Great. So you're familiar with the exit?
Yeah.
I just need to run through some safety points with you quite quickly. In the event that you do need to use the exit, I need you to look outside first for any dangers.
Dedicated to her job, Gillette continues to ask her husband to stow his laptop multiple times while delivering hot towels and a mid-flight or midday sweet and salty snack. The video struck a chord with airline workers and flyers alike, with over 900,000 views as of this morning.
Jeez, that's impressive. I guess the husband, how far could he go in perhaps playing along with the flight attendant stuff, right? Well, do you have another bag of pretzels?
Right.
Could I get a blanket?
Right. Well, I guess you're right. Well, I guess the
more flight, water, please.
Yes. I guess his demands could definitely go up. I guess a lot of flight attendants, it really struck a chord for them is there's a part where she's sitting down in a chair next to their bathroom with the bathroom door closed. Mm-hmm. She's trying to eat her salad, you know, trying to eat her meal. The flight attendant's one on the plane, and someone's trying to get into the bathroom. Right. She says, "Oh, no, it's occupied right now. You have to stand over there, sir." So a lot of the airline workers really like that one.
Good stuff by her.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Glad you're with us. There are more ways than ever, by the way, to connect to America's First News. You can enable the flash briefing skill in the Amazon Alexa app and set This Morning with Gordon Deal to be your flash briefing of choice. Then when you ask Alexa to play my flash briefing, you'll automatically get the latest news from your favorite show. Schools across the country are closed, as you know. Parks and playgrounds roped off. Even play dates have gone virtual, all in the name of social distancing. Amid coronavirus, families are forced to figure out how to educate and entertain their energetic kids all day, every day, often while also working. About 3 weeks into full-time living under one roof, some kids and their parents with them, understandably, have been bouncing off the walls. One solution? Let them. USA Today says to that end, families are snapping up bounce houses, playground sets, trampolines, and other yard-friendly activities. And if they don't have yards, they're even setting them up inside in place of, like, the dining room table. Sales of outdoor toys up 20% for the week ending March 21, and toy sales overall up 26%. One side effect, the neighbors may not love the constant loud hum of the bounce house fan, and family finances might deflate a bit with the increased electricity bill. But for many, the primary result is priceless. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Trump has invoked a Korean War-era law to help manufacturers secure supplies needed to make ventilators and protective face masks. As the federal stockpile of the medical devices is running dangerously low, Trump used the Defense Production Act in an effort to address the surging levels of patients in hard-hit metro areas such as New York, Detroit, and New Orleans, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
That brings the state's total number of cases to 9,150. We also have reported 37 additional deaths for a total of 310 statewide.
Number two.
Two Holland America Line cruise ships carrying hundreds of sick passengers and crew members are currently anchored off the Florida coast, awaiting final clearance to disembark after reaching a conditional arrangement with local authorities. The ships arrived yesterday with 233 passengers and crew who, at some point since March 22nd, were said to have been exhibiting flu-like symptoms.
Number three.
After a record 113 straight months of hiring, the government's monthly jobs report is expected to show that the jobs machine came to a sudden halt in March. Economists believe the unemployment rate rose from 3.5% to 3.9%, but that will vastly understate the losses because the government surveyed employers before the heaviest layoffs struck. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will create a bipartisan committee to track the federal response to the outbreak. The panel will focus on accountability, transparency, and oversight.
Where there's money, there's also frequently mischief, and we want to just make sure that the funds that are expended, that are put out there, are done so with the conditions that we had in the legislation.
The committee will be chaired by Jim Clyburn of South Carolina. The Democratic National Convention has been postponed to August. It had been slated to kick off July 13th in Milwaukee. And here's an NCAA bracket of a different sort. According to the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport, Gonzaga and Michigan were the standouts in a study that seeded men's and women's NCAA tournament brackets based on graduation rates, academic success, and diversity in the head coaching ranks. Gonzaga was the number one seed in both brackets. Michigan was the number one seed for the men and a number three seed for the women. Arizona State, the only other school to appear in the top 16 of both brackets.
If I were a betting man, I'd say those schools and players would trade those honors for being able to play in the postseason.
I agree there.
In March.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jen. Glad you're with us. People are coming together across the country to show support for healthcare professionals through scheduled claps, cheers, and more recently, howls. Fox News says the events have been organized through Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and other group messaging apps and platforms to unite people in their appreciation for healthcare workers by making noise, and lots of it. The howling has become a nightly occurrence in some areas, and people are inspired to howl or howl more when they hear others respond. Some are using the community shouts as a way to feel less alone while practicing social distancing and self-isolation. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Great news! There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save.